Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. You know how RFK Jr. is always mentioning his father and his uncle? He hardly ever mentions his grandfather, Joseph P. Kennedy. If you don't know who that is, let's take a look here. And this is him in the center. And then you've got JFK over here. That stands for John Fitzgerald Kennedy. That name is going to be important in just a moment. And this was the eldest son. There was a Joseph P. Kennedy. And I'm going to tell you what happened to him in just a moment. But just so that we set the record straight, this man, Joseph P. Kennedy, who was RFK Jr.'s grandfather, right, the father of his father, he never mentions him, and probably for good reason, because Joseph P. Kennedy had quite a scandalous history, not only as a philanderer, and I'm going to tell you about him in just a moment, but he really was widely disliked and disdained. And it's interesting that Bobby Kennedy never mentions him. This put me in mind because I've got a video coming up for you, which is something that aired previously when I was talking about my experience in 9/11. And I was just connecting the clots a little bit because the Kennedy family is actually loosely connected to 9/11. And so let me just set the stage for you a little bit, and we'll go back over here and I'll just connect the clots for you here. So as I say, Joseph P. Kennedy, and then John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Well, did you know that there actually is or was a man called John Fitzgerald? And that's him right there. He was the first Irish American mayor of Boston, and he served two terms as mayor. These are JFK's grandparents. So let me just back up a little bit. So here we have John Fitzgerald. He had the nickname Honey Fitz. Now, before I go on, you may have heard that name, Honey Fitz, because it is the name of a well-known yacht. Here we have it, the Honey Fitz. And this was a presidential yacht that JFK had, I believe, in Palm Beach, Florida. So there you have it. If you're in Palm Beach, Florida, you can charter this Honey Fitz. So again, just solidifying the connection of John Fitzgerald, the Honey Fitz. So JFK's yacht was named after his grandfather. And he probably was fond of his grandfather because his grandfather is the one that got him into his first political office. So here we have, and I'm going to connect the clots for you. Here we have John Fitzgerald. He had a daughter. He had six children. And the first child, Rose Elizabeth Fitzgerald. And let's take a look. Here she is. Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy, the mother of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Okay, why is that important? Why am I talking about this? Well, let's take a look at this company called Cantor. Now, it just says Cantor, but it used to be called, and it was founded as Cantor Fitzgerald. They took the Fitzgerald off the name. Isn't that curious? It was founded by Bernard Gerald Cantor and John Fitzgerald as a brokerage firm. Now let's dig a little deeper, shall we? They received $135 million in the 9/11 settlement. And I also found that they were the first Exchange and Securities Commission to trade government securities. How do you like them apples? So from the get-go, the Kennedys have been involved in big banking. And as a matter of fact, Joseph P. Kennedy was the first youngest banker in the United States. I'm going to talk more about Joseph Kennedy now in this excerpt of a previous video that I did, but I just wanted to set the stage for you with this kind of casual connection. Maybe it's not so casual connection to 9/11, because many people are curious as to exactly how many of these very tragic losses occurred with these employees of Cantor Fitzgerald, wondering whether or not they were really at work that day. Yes, there are a lot of contradicting narratives about what happened that day. And again, I'm not here to expose it, but you can dig deeper because there are plenty of people that have exposed a lot of the truth that has come out about that. But so stay tuned. I've got a not really a deep dive. I would say maybe just an overview of this Joseph P. Kennedy and the scandals associated with him. As we're talking about RFK Jr., and he's always touting his Kennedy dynasty and the DNA and his father and his uncle, but he never mentions Joseph P. Kennedy. And as a matter of fact, he never really mentions the big banking industries. He speaks out against Big Pharma. He speaks out against global swarming, but he never seems to target the big bankers. Maybe that's because his family started and probably still is involved in big banking. All right, sit back. I've got another few minutes here for you where I share with you some of the nefarious undertakings of RFK Jr.'s grandfather, Joseph P. Kennedy, who was married to the daughter of John Fitzgerald, who started Cantor Fitzgerald, which received $135 million, which is just peanuts in today's money. But back in the day, that was quite a lot of money. All right, stay tuned and let's dive right in.
My heart does go out to anyone who was affected by that. And it's likely that people were. They lost their jobs. Oh, there's some really, really interesting connections with JFK. You know how I like to talk about JFK and RFK. So JFK was RFK's uncle, right? And his father, right? JFK's father. So this would be RFK's grandfather, Joe Kennedy, married his wife. Actually, this is probably good for another video, but his wife was from the family that had a business later in that World Trade Center. And I will bring all of that to you in a separate video. I know I'm going a little far afield here, but I will also say that Joe Kennedy, I'm sure he was long gone when 9/11 happened, but you know, he was a movie producer. Yeah, just putting that out there. When you think about JFK and what happened to him, some things didn't add up there either. Just keep in mind that his father, who wanted the first son, who was also named Joseph Kennedy, who died under mysterious circumstances in a plane crash during World War II, but not in combat. And then, so that was one son, his oldest son. He wanted him to be president. And then there was a daughter who was about to, or was just entering into a controversial marriage, and she died in a plane crash in Europe. So that was really strange. So he had two children that died in plane crashes. And then of course, JFK Jr. reportedly had met his demise in a plane crash. It's like, if I was in that family, I wouldn't be flying on any private planes. Those were all in small private planes. So because Joe Jr., right? The Joe Sr. was the father. And then the JFK's brother was Joe, who died. Then the father put JFK out there because he really wanted him in politics. And Joe Kennedy was the youngest major banker in the United States. All right. He started a bank. And so the Kennedy family is all about big banking. And just throwing it out here, because I know you're interested. So when you hear RFK on his campaign trail demonize the big pharma, no, nothing wrong with that. And you know, he's all in flavor of global swarming, but he never mentions the big banks. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'd like you to dig into that a little deeper and see if he ever demonizes the big banks, because that's what the history of his family that he's always talking about is a part of. So Joe Kennedy, and let me know if you want to know more about this, because I've read books about this. It's quite interesting how Joe Kennedy ruined like Gloria Swanson's career and Tom Mix and others. He was really, really like one of the worst businessmen ever. He just completely would swindle people. Very, very bad character, Joseph Kennedy. And he was also the ambassador to the UK during World War II. And he was known, how can I put this delicately, to be in favor of, I need to put a few words between the algorithm here. You know, that guy that was doing this stuff in Germany. Yeah. He had a funny little mustache. Remember that guy? Yeah. Well, Joe Kennedy thought what he was doing was great, actually. And so he had a lot of very unfortunate statements about people of a certain faith that guy in Germany didn't like. But Joe Kennedy thought, like, what's wrong with that? So just letting you know, this is validated. These are, you know, you can hear the words and read his statements. And that was what he was up to in World War II. So I find that very, very interesting. And just his business dealings, he was the one that very shrewdly, people said that he just had like a premonition that the stock market was going to go down. So he shrewdly made some exchanges and drew his money out and all of that right before the stock market went down. He said that a shoeshine boy gave him a tip. Because, you know, that's why he's a shoeshine boy, because he made it big in the stock market. And of course, this big banker, Joseph Kennedy, would listen to advice from a shoeshine boy. It makes total sense to me. So why are there financial advisors? People should just go to shoeshine boys. And then get this, Joseph Kennedy, after shorting the market, after making out okay in the big 1929 collapse, guess what? That's what kicked off the whole SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. And you're not going to believe this. Well, you probably will. Guess who was made the first commissioner? Joey Kennedy. After all the swindling and scandalous things, he was put in as the first commissioner. How do they call it? The fox guarding the hen house. This is the Kennedy family. Just letting you know. Yeah. So I think I'll wrap up on that point, friends. I kind of went a little far afield, but let me know if you'd like a separate video all about that. I'm sure it won't bother anyone, because those that are in favor of what RFK stands for, which is at the polar opposite of what I stand for, they've already left this channel. I don't think they'll ever watch it again, because I showed how he was manipulating the language so that he could, how does the expression go? Speak out of both sides of his mouth. And even if it had nothing to do with cooties cocktails or anything, I am 100% in opposition of his stance on global swarming, on his stance on the sanctity of life, which he says, you know what, it's sad. It's sad that children are killed, but, you know, so I'm not in favor of him as a candidate. But I want you to draw your own conclusions. I'm not telling you what to think. Hopefully I'm giving you some information so that you can dig deeper and use your critical thinking skills. So that's more of a how to think, not what to think. And I'm letting you know what I think, because that's why you're on this channel. You want to hear that.